Simon Shin Aleph, Sifchof Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch discusses somebody who has to go outside in the rain and he doesn't want to get wet. He apparently does not have a wrinkle with a hood and therefore he wants to put a box over his head or just a mat. And the Mechaber says that's a problem of carrying. It's not derech malbush, it's a masay. That's not something you wear as a beged. As opposed to if it's a beged made out of sock, sackcloth, or something else thick that's not typical to wear, but some people wear it, then it's considered a malbush. For anybody can wear it outside on Shabbos. The sock is something the shepherds would wear when they went outside in the rain. They didn't have a choice, had to shepherd the sheep. So since considered a malbush for them, so anybody could wear it. And not only that, anybody could wear it over their body, over their head, even if it's not because of the rain, since the shepherds wear it when it rains. Now, Mr. Bura has a whole back and forth about wearing sock itself. Now, malbush al sock, al sackcloth, but sackcloth itself. The pashas would be that depends pashas on the vitzias, is it used as a malbush by anybody in the world or not? That's what it depends on. If some people use it as a malbush sometimes, then it's considered a beged for everybody all the time, and if not, not. Sivchof Beis, the Shulchan Aruch discusses going outside with various types of bandages, etc., that's on somebody. If somebody got a cut or a wound, and they have these various types of bandages, obviously nowadays we have band-aids and bandages and casts different than what they had in the olden days, but the aside basically is that all these bandages that have a healing or a therapeutic power, it's considered bolted to the guf. It's like a tachshit for the guf, almost like same idea as jewelry, because it's protecting and taking care of the guf, and like a malbush. And therefore, one could go outside with this on Dem on Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch warns that if it falls off, one should not put it back on. And that's because of the isser of fuah. Since these things have medicinal value, there's an isser of doing refuah, of doing medicinal things on Shabbos, except in certain cases when one's allowed to, because one's a chodesh imbas akana, he's not full of mishkov, but somebody just got a little bit of a cut or a wound, has to be careful for the isser of fuah on Shabbos, and therefore the same way they cannot put these things on them, l'chatchila on Shabbos, the same would apply if it was on them from before Shabbos, and it fell off, they cannot put it back on Shabbos. They used to put the peels of garlic or onions on their body as a held some therapeutic or medicinal value, and one could go outside with this attached to them on Shabbos, but if it falls off, they cannot put it on, and certainly they cannot put it on the first time. The Shulchan Aruch discusses also wrapping some sort of string, a chut or mashicha, a string or a thread around the person's wound, and that, he says, that's a problem to put this around the person's wound, possibly even around the bandage to hold the bandage in place, because that has its own chashivas, and it's not bolted, it's considered a problem of carrying. The Mishnah brings from the Bi'ur HaGra that he says that if a person puts these strings directly on the wound itself, not on top of a bandage, top of the wound, then it'll be okay, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah seems to come out. That'll be mutar halacha lemaisa. On a practical basis, a band-aid, a bandage, a cast, all these things are not a problem of carrying. They're there to protect the wound. It shouldn't get dirty. It shouldn't get, nothing should happen to it. It shouldn't get an infection. And it's there to protect the person, and therefore it's considered like a tachshit, and one could go outside with it on Shabbos, and whatever thing on or off they're allowed to do, as long as no refuah involved. The band-aid or bandage in itself does not have any refuah involved. To put a cream on would have an issue side beside the isser refuah, and also beside the issues of machik, smoothing out the cream, and therefore that would be a whole different shaila. Sifchof Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says that you can have your kids go out with bells attached to them, as long as the bells are sewn on to their clothing. Since the bell is sewed on to the clothing, it's woven on or sewn on, we're not afraid it's going to fall off and end up carrying a dal amas or sarabim, because it's woven or sewn onto the clothing. Even if it's like a gold bell, which typically only the fancy kids, the princes, the rich people's kids wear outside, and anybody else wearing outside, people might laugh at them, it looks funny, and they won't want to take it off, maybe carry it because they're embarrassed. There's no chashash, since it's woven or sewn on, so therefore it's part of the beged, and we're not afraid you're going to rip it off and carry it. As opposed to if it's not woven or sewn on, then it would be a problem carrying if it's tied on to the beged, to the clothing, because the chashash that somebody will fall off and they'll carry it, or they'll be embarrassed. If it's like a very fancy bell or something that's not befitting really for their stature, they might be embarrassed. Even little kids will have it on them. The father will be embarrassed, will take it off, and they'll be carrying it. And therefore, if it's not woven on, it is a problem of carrying, at least midrabanan, because the chashash is going to come and carry it in the Rishis Rab and Dal Damas. The Ramah says that which it helps that something is attached to a piece of clothing is only if it's something that's a derech for this item to be attached to the piece of clothing. Then, if you attach it to the clothing, it's bolted to the clothing. As opposed to if you attach to the clothing something that's not the derech for it to be attached, so then it would be a problem of carrying. Since it's not the derech, so therefore, whether it's a real issur d'oraisa, or at least it's a gzeira, mechubra, to ein mechubra, that when it's attached, otu case when it's not attached, since it's not the derech. The Shalom Mishnah brings Mr. Rais Rabban, and if you attach something to the beged, that's really mechubar now, but it's not, usually it's not the direct mechubar that's into the beged, do we say now it's mamash hamasar and it's problem of carrying, or since attached to the Rais, it's bought to the beged, and now it's only Midrabban. Either way, it's going to be asar. The only heter is if it's the direct for this thing to be attached to the beged.